PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 65 degrees at 9 o'clock. Good evening, I'm Danny DeCrescenzo. The first of two gubernatorial debates was pretty much what you would expect, with President Donald Trump playing a central role, even though he was not a participant. While Republican Jack Chitterelli did not criticize Trump or break with the Republican president on any issue, he did try to create some space between him and Trump at times, describing himself as independent.
My job is to represent and advocate for the 9.3 million citizens of this state, and I'll always do right by the citizens of this state, no matter who occupies the White House.
Meanwhile, Chitterelli's opponent, Democrat Mikey Sherrill, linked her opponent to Trump over and over again, criticizing her opponent for siding with Trump while costs continue to squeeze the wallets of New Jerseyans.
And Jack just says he has nothing he disagrees with Donald Trump on. That's not leadership. This state needs real leadership, and that's exactly what I'll do as governor.
The next and final debate is scheduled for October 8th. New Jersey's attorney general says he's found probable cause that Starbucks violated the law regarding breastfeeding employees. Matthew Placken says a Starbucks in Sicklerville failed to provide reasonable accommodations for a breastfeeding barista. She had requested a private place to pump milk, and instead the coffee shop provided a trifold screen in a busy back room near sinks and storage that was accessible to other workers. Placken says when the woman complained about the lack of privacy, Starbucks told her to either use the screen or extend her unpaid leave of absence. And living the American dream now costs roughly $5 million. That's according to a new analysis from Investopedia that looked at eight components of what a survey identified as the most common for achieving the American dream. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. Now, New Jersey fast traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, remaining dry and comfortable through the night with lows in the lower 60s. It turns out cloudy tomorrow, which may lead to an afternoon shower, much the state in the low to mid 80s. And for the rest of the week, those shower chances increases with highs mainly in the mid and upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Kai Erickson.
62 in Somerville, 66 in Asbury Park, 69 in Woodbury. News also brought to you by Route 130 Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Football, foliage, and the power of two at Route 46 and Route 130 Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Lease a 2024 Wrangler Sport S for just $289 a month. Double the dealerships, double the savings during the Drive Into Fall event. Next update hits at 9:30. Breaking news every time it breaks. I'm Danny DeCrescenzo. Now more of the conversation with Steve Trevelise on New Jersey 101.